everyone, LSC Fodder here with South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. As a lot of us know, we are in the heat of bull sale season. And so this week, we're bringing you a special guest, Cody Wright, Professor of Animal Science at South Dakota State University, with a few reminders for you as you head to that next bull sale.
Many of us are in the market for a new herd sire this spring, and as we go out to look for them, just want to remind you of a few key things to keep in the back of your mind as you go out on your search. First and foremost is to make sure that you start with a very clear breeding objective. What do you want to try to accomplish with that new bull that you're bringing onto your place? And as part of that, think about what are the strengths and weaknesses of your herd and how might this new bull improve those? And secondly, what's your marketing endpoint? Are you going to be selling those calves at weaning time or perhaps backgrounding them or retaining ownership or even feeding them out? That will really help you focus your efforts on what traits are going to be the most critical for you to consider. Speaking of traits, the next reminder is to use EPDs, expected progeny differences. These are incredibly powerful tools that we have available from most of the breed associations, and they incorporate data not just from that particular animal, but also that animal's parents and any siblings around the country. And most of the breeds have a wide variety of EPDs available, and it's easy to get lost in all the numbers. But step back and focus on those key traits, those economically relevant traits that are going to be the most beneficial to your operation. Then, of course, you want to see them live. Make sure that they have good feet and legs, good structural soundness. That's going to help them have some longevity in your herd and last more than just a breeding season or two. And then finally, once you get that bull home, make sure you have your veterinarian come out and do a breeding soundness exam to make sure that they're fertile and they're able to get those cows settled. And with that, we wish you all the best of luck for these sales coming up.